I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Oh, we have a hot show for you today. So hot. Been hot for a while. Looks like it's going to stay hot for still a while longer. Thanks for waking up with us here on a Saturday morning. Tim Hughes in the studios of KSL Broadcast House, downtown Salt Lake City. And as always, just a need to remind you, we're recording this program on Thursday morning, but it's a pleasure to have you starting your day with us here. Now's the time to be out doing just about anything while there's still a little cool air to be had at 6 a.m.
Yep.
But it is always great to have you with me. Also, great to have my buddies by my side. That would be Russ Smith from Sky Call Satellite. He's up in Sugar House. I don't think the elevation there is enough to cool you off much.
Oh, well, I don't know. Got air conditioning. You know, I'm inside most of the time.
What are you, 4,500 feet or something there?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I would have to research that.
No, I'm just being facetious. Obviously, it's still 103 where you live.
I'm just glad to know it's Thursday. That's all.
Yeah. Happy to be able to remind you of that this week.
Almost to Friday. And then, of course, Saturday.
I know you've had a lot of wheels turning up there with folks renting phones and trying to keep kids. Speaking of your kids, we're going to be joined by one of them today on our cast spot of the week, aren't we?
That's right. Christy, she's
an expert.
Well, I think she is at.
Whoop! Did we lose him? Oh my goodness! All right. While we wait for Russ to get reconnected here, is that you, Russ? No. While we wait for Russ to reconnect, let me bring Navidomskis into the conversation from beautiful downtown K-Town.
K-Town, chilling like a K's villain by the air conditioner here.
Let me just tell you how much Becky and I enjoyed coming up to your place. We've talked about doing it for years, but 4th of July, of course, the parade was on the 3rd of July there down Main Street in Kaysville, right past your front door. And we hadn't been to a small town USA parade probably for a decade or longer. It was really nice.
You can't get enough of those. You know that? I love the little girl softball teams, the Boy Scouts. You know, you got the Karate Kids. You got all the kids from Kaysville in the parade, and it's awesome.
Well, and then a shout-out to your darts. You had a state champion girls golf team, and you had a state champion boys basketball team, too.
You know, it's typical for the darts, not to rub it in, but they hold the record for the most state champions of any school. And generally, every year, they win the trophy for the most state champions in the state.
Yeah. I think we got Russell back. You there?
Yes, you do.
All right, we lost you for a minute. You were just about to talk about Christy being an expert on how to take children, and I mean even infants, out for camping and hiking trips.
Yeah, they're pretty good. She's well prepared. She always, you know, is prepared for the situation. And what she's going to talk today about their day-long hike up in the Uintas, visiting quite a few lakes, and they had four or five kids with him, including the baby.
Jeez.
Had a great trip. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got lost.
Yeah. But most people would be hesitant to do that with a newborn, which how old is
the newest? I would never do it.
How old is the newest edition?
About, I think, close to 3 months now.
Yeah, 3 months old. Wow. Anyway, we'll look forward to giving some family some tips on some places to go and things you need to remember before you head out and try something like that. Navi, I mentioned we were at your place for a parade over the weekend without the water fight, by the way. That was taken out because of the drought, which was probably wise.
Yes, I agree. It definitely cut the crowds down. It's very, very packed mostly, but not this time. And then you came up, flowed the Weber with me.
Yep. Well, you say that, floated the river. That's not fishing, by the way. That is strapping on the bathing suit, putting on your sun hat, and getting on a very small tube and floating the river, interrupting some young people's fishing day. And I kept apologizing because there was a group of, what, seven of us, I think. And I was sort of the tail gunner. So as I came by, I apologized and said, look, it's just a bunch of old people trying to be young again. But we had a great day, and it was a nice way to cool things off.
Yes, we did. And by the way, floating by does not hurt the fishing in any way. I float a lot of rivers in this country. And by the way, keep posted, because I got a really big fish bites, lots of information, because I'm going to be on vacation next Thursday. So I got to do enough for 2 weeks of fish bites.
Where are you headed?
Well, we're headed up to Portland, trying to get out of the heat. And I had to wait till their temperatures dropped again. But my wife and I are going to go up there for some cooler weather. We were on our way to Canada. We can't get in yet.
Well, I think Oregon's had 116 deaths because of their heat up
right,
there.
Right, but so they're back down now, and the forecast is to be very mild again.
Yeah, it's been crazy all over the West, this heat dome that they've been talking about. And it's one of the reasons why we're going to be talking about getting away to the higher elevations. I'm sure that's going to be part of your report for Fish Bites. So we'll look forward to that. The road tripping guys, Bob and Mark, are going to join us. They've got a fun list of places to go zip lining. If you think it's crazy for a bunch of old people to climb in tubes and then try and get out of them at the end of their float, imagine seeing that same group getting on zip lines all over the state. But they've got a fun list to run down if that's something you want to look forward to. Roger Eggett will join us. Speaking of getting away to the high country, he's got a tracks ride coming up July 31st. And this program, of course, sponsored by Bear River Lodge and Tracks Power Sports. He has this great system that they started up, was it 1 year or 2 years ago? I don't remember, Russ, but he started doing these tracks rides where he invites anybody, anybody that wants to tag along. If you've got your own machines, you can get in line. If you don't have a machine, you can rent one from Tracks. And they just have a fantastic day and familiarize you with places maybe you weren't aware of that maybe you'll fall in love with and meet some new friends. So we'll let him tell you about that.
Boy, I need that.
Do you? New friends?
Yeah.
I get it. Hanging around with these two over here, this is fatiguing.
It is. Pretty hard up here.
Wendy Wilson will join us from Antelope Island State Park. I think she's the assistant manager out there. We're going to talk about bison safety. We've had so many stories this week or this month in particular with bear attacks. What's going on there, Navi? Maybe it has something to do with the lack of water.
Yeah, and the fact that humans have increased their presence in their areas. So the math simply says there are going to be more encounters. I mean, you have them a little bit lower looking for water, there's no question, but you have a lot more people in the woods now. I think COVID definitely increased our numbers, and it's a habit. Like you say, once you get up there, you want to go back. Is all you do on the way home is make plans to hurry back.
Yeah, we'll run through some of the bear attacks that have occurred. The latest one was up in Montana this past week, and they've learned a little bit more about the bear, the grizzly, that is the culprit up there. But we talked a couple of weeks ago about moose safety. We're going to add bison safety to this for people that may be headed out to Antelope Island State Park. And while we have her on the phone, I thought we'd talk about the fact that the Great Salt Lake is about to reach historic low that dates back 170 years. I heard an interview this morning. They were talking about the fact that 20 years ago there would be 320 or so boats that were in the slips there at the Great Salt Lake. And this year, you know, they're lucky to get less than half that many up there, and it may even be less than that as the months go forward and the water situation becomes worse and worse. More and people, places are drawing water from the Great Salt Lake these days. And what else is left? Oh, I know what. This past week, and matter of fact, it was Thursday, Dave Fields from Snowbird was on with the Dave and Dujanovic show, and he was talking about the proposal, and we've touched on this before, Navi, but he was talking about Snowbird going all in on the idea of a gondola to go up Little Cottonwood Canyon and got into some real specifics about the reasons why it is the best option, why it's something that has to be done, and how those costs are going to be shared going down the road. So I want to play part of that interview back coming up at 7:35 this morning, and we'll just chat about it on the backside, and maybe we can get Bob Grove in on that conversation too, because we've all had those conversations when we're trying to get up on a powder day to do some skiing, and we're stuck at the base of the canyon.
That's correct. I'm all in, too, and I always have been.
Yeah. All right.
I can tell you the reasons why.
Yeah, and we'll do that. So keep those thoughts handy. Coming up in a minute, we'll have your news of the week. Give us a couple of minutes. We'll list some of those things that made headlines over the past week that are outdoor-related. 6:35, Roger Agate. Get you up to speed and get you ready for another Trax ride coming up at the end of the month, so don't go away.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Time for a little news of the week this week. And coming up in the next half hour, Navinauskas has promised a blowout fish bites for you with tons of information. 2 weeks worth of fishing information coming your way. Right off the top, I just want to remind everybody, hunters out there, that this week the general season archery elk permits and over-the-counter 9-mile bison permits went on sale. You can get one online at licensed agents or at the DWR offices. The place to find out about all those locations is wildlife.utah.gov, which is, of course, the division website. All right, we were talking about encounters with bears. We're going to be talking about bison safety coming up at the top of the next hour. Did you guys, by chance, though, and this was 1st of July, so before the holiday, see the Ring video? I guess it's a Ring camera, one of the porch camera systems, security systems.
Mm-hmm.
Catching a wolverine crossing,
yeah, I saw that.
Crossing somebody's front yard in Davis County.
No, yeah. I did not see that.
Listen, I don't know that there's any. Yeah, it's just street noise, but you see, and you know immediately that is not an animal you have seen on a regular basis, but what is a wolverine doing in Davis County? It ran past the front of a house in West Layton. Two people walking on a trail in the area also saw it. They were asking for information and telling people to keep your distance if you happen to find it. They'd like to place a GPS collar on it so that they can find out for themselves where it came from, where it goes. Rare to see these things. We've had this conversation, guys, about sightings of wolverines in the wild.
Yeah.
And we all saw one on our float trip, Russ, up there in Alaska.
Yeah, that's right. But you'd expect to see one there.
Right.
But in Utah, within a populated area, you just wouldn't expect to see it.
Back in May, though, the reason we had the conversation is because there was one sighted on Antelope Island. And some people were kind of doubting that it was a wolverine. Now, whether this is the same one because it's you know, not far from Layton, and certainly West Layton and Antelope Island would make sense. But still a mystery, Navinauskas, about how these guys got out there and where they came from.
Good odds. That's the same wolverine. I mean, the likelihood we have two in the same area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think so. Anyway,
it's awesome, though.
a little bit of a shocker to see on your porch camera one morning. All right, let's talk about a couple of these bear incidents. The latest one was in Montana, western Montana. The attack involved a grizzly bear, common in those areas, obviously, but there was a woman who was actually attacked inside her tent, which made it even a little more disturbing, I think, for most people. The bear had come through the camp earlier, and they had not secured all of their food, which was probably the first mistake. The bear, you know, went away, whether it was scared away or whatever, and they put their food away. But then the bear came back looking for what it had found earlier, and that's when this woman was attacked inside of her tent. But it's just the latest. There were dogs and a Colorado woman that were attacked. In May, there was a 39-year-old man in Yellowstone National Park that was actually killed there when he encountered a couple of grizzly bears. And we've had more than our share. And Navi, I think you're right. It probably has to do with the very dry conditions, and they're looking for food and probably water.
Yeah, absolutely. They go where you got to go, and if you're there, you know, some of them have a problem with us.
Yeah. Scary
stuff. It really varies from bear to bear. There's no question.
Yeah, and the advice from the experts, still the same if it's a grizzly bear. You know, the old idea, although I don't think I'd be able to do it, just lay down and play dead and hope the bear understands that you're not going to harm it. With a black bear, they tell you to fight your way out of it, whatever you have to do. And you hear stories of people taking their flashlights or whatever they have handy and just smacking them right across the bridge of the nose to try and get them away. Anyway, disturbing stuff. Your boys were in West Yellowstone or in Yellowstone National Park this past weekend, Navidovskis, weren't they?
Yeah, they do an annual trek. They go deep into the origins of cutthroat. Mickey, he has a cutthroat, you know, I don't say it's a problem, but he goes where every strain is, and that's one of his favorite things to do. And they're quite the backpackers. This is what they do. This is who they are. I don't know if it's genetic or nature-nurture, but they definitely are spending all their free time, even time they shouldn't be out in the woods, for sure, camping and backpacking, fishing.
May have something to do with the way they were raised.
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's a nature-nurture argument, but they have it bad, for sure.
In their blood. Have you talked to him since they finished the hike? Because I'm curious if he had any bear encounters or sightings.
You know, I haven't. I've only had some texts and some videos. I mean, yeah, some pictures and some all's well. But I'm going to talk to him. In fact, that might have been who the phone call was a minute ago.
Okay. And, Russ, for you, you saw the – I don't know if you saw it on our Facebook page. I did put something up there about the video of the Wolverine, but I also posted this. And it's video from our buddy Scott Root with the division.
Mm.
And it's 4 bears. Big grizzlies and a couple of little, well, they aren't so little anymore, but the cubs making their way along with his trail cameras, and he just follows them for 5 minutes worth of time. Just rare, wow. Rare footage, and puts a little music behind it.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance to see it, go to our Facebook page, which is just KSL Outdoors Radio, and take a look at it. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's really something. It's actually kind of soothing. To just listen to the music and watch the bears do what they do when they don't think anybody's watching. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Roger Eggett joins us. We'll talk about this Trax ride that's coming up on July 31st and how you can get involved, the reasons why he started doing this, and the number of friends that he's made along the way and that you can make along the way as well. Stay with KSL Outdoors Radio. We've got a news update coming up next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.